This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Braj.
With you till 1 o'clock this afternoon. You've got about 14 minutes if you want to get in touch. Regarding our topic, are we preparing students enough to be part of the gig economy? Should they be looking for work rather than a job? A couple more messages via WhatsApp, Auds.
Yeah, this is actually from numbers ending 0021, and it's concerning our second story about how Gen Zs are less comfortable with the idea of always being reachable on their phones. And this person says, with a wife and two teen daughters, you make sure you are on 24/7 and your battery is always fully charged. I would not do the same for sons.
Interesting. Huh. Wow. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Right, we're going to move on. Story number three, Arvind's got a big grin on his face. Why have you got a big grin on your face?
Because it's about Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently Supreme has a new burner phone called the Supreme Blue Burner Phone. And this comes from an article on Engadget. And it's funny how the events play out for this guy who wanted to get his hands on the burner phone. So the author from Engadget had to first register online.
Yep.
Then he had to wait for an invite to the event itself, to the store, to tell him where he can go pick up the phone. Then he had to register in-store on a Tuesday before the Thursday release. Then he was able to buy or get in line for all for a low-end phone, which he says is made for hype beasts.
Uh-huh.
Whatever that means. Then
don't pretend Jeff's, like you don't know.
He knows. I think I know,
but I honestly don't know what a hype beast is or how you define a hype beast. But anyway, then the phone sold out in seconds. It sold out in seconds on Supreme's website. He couldn't even get his hands on the signature red phone because, you know, the color of Supreme's logo. So he had to buy the black version instead with the white Supreme logo. Right now, it's impossible to get the burner phone anymore, which literally looks like it looks like a 3310, like a Nokia 3310 from 20 years ago. And it's already selling on the resale market for upwards of $150.
Huh.
It sells for about $60. It's already selling for $150. You can buy it for about $200 if you really want it. The red one is even more expensive. And here are some of the specs of this Supreme phone.
I can't wait.
It has a 2.4-inch display.
Mm.
It has a VGA camera.
Wow.
With no selfie cam. It has 3G connectivity at best. At best. It supports up to 32 GB additional storage, so, you know, huge. It also has a calendar,
uh-huh.
a web browser.
Uh-huh.
It has FM radio.
Does it have Snake?
Oh, maybe. Mm. Maybe. That should sell. It also has an audio player.
Yeah.
And the author tried to pair AirPods with it because it has Bluetooth and he couldn't get it to work.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, because, you know. Mm. So it also uses full-size SIM cards, which apparently is hard to find in the States these days.
Hard to find anywhere these
days. For us, I think you still have the full-size ones and then you can break it down to the, depending on which size SIM you want.
Right. You know,
the ones we get here is slightly easier. There, it's harder to get. So it only works with full-size, the classic SIM. So the author couldn't even test it by making any phone calls, which is literally the only thing the phone does. So he argues that this is where the marketing part comes in. The burner phones are famous for doing shady business. It's normally dodgy and it sort of has like a negative stigma attached to it. It's for using once and then you throw it away and you don't want anyone to trace you.
Mm.
However, Supreme is banking on its customers who buy it to take pictures with it. And when he says with it, it doesn't mean taking pictures with the phone itself.
Because that would be awful for Instagram, which you can't upload to.
Yeah. So he's saying that Supreme is banking on its customers taking pictures of them using the phone. So using their actual smartphones or using their normal phones that you use in 2019 to take pictures of them pretending to use the burner phone. And that's it.
Okay, so you want to know why anyone would buy something like this, right?
To throw at people.
To use the hammer.
If it's anything like a 3310, it's a weapon. But I think the answer is pretty simple. I think it just comes with... To answer what a hype beast is, mm-hmm. is to answer why people would buy something like that. So a hype beast is a mostly derogatory slang word for someone, usually a man, who follows trends in fashion, particularly streetwear, for the purpose of making a social statement.
Mm.
So that's why you'd want a photo of yourself using this burner phone, you know, with the Supreme. You can just buy a phone cover with the Supreme logo on the back.
I was going to say, just walk down to Petaling Street and pick yourselves one up later on this afternoon. I'm sure they'll be there.
Like stickers?
Maybe. Like or stickers? Just a phone case or something, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if something like this does turn up down there in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No, but it's interesting because the reason I bring this up is because Supreme continues to defy traditional retail logic.
Yeah.
Like any sort of logic you have with supply and demand, Supreme always defies it. And if you watch the episode with Hasan Minhaj on Patriot Act about Supreme and how it was created, it's a corporation. It's just a bunch of people who came up with a limited supply of a brand that people wanted to get their hands on. Mm. And they continue to sell it that way. It's not a person. It's not an artist. It's not even related to any sort of music. It's just a brand that does nothing.
Yeah.
So they continue to make these gadgets and these caps and the foot, you know, footwear and the clothing line and stuff. And to sell out stuff that is that basically has no value at all. So the phone is another sort of like another product in their long line of things that continues to go against everything we talk about here about traditional retail because it shouldn't sell, but it sells out in seconds.
Mm. Just because of a logo.
Just because of a big ugly logo on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also maybe these burner phones might come in handy for the Gen Zs who don't want to be contactable, you know, via text.
Because they don't have the SIM.
Or, yeah. That too, you know. So you call me if it's an emergency. If not, like, yeah, there's no other way for you to get in touch with me.
So they're $60 that's what they were retailing for. They're now $200.
$200. I'm sure by this afternoon it should be like $250 or $300.
Or you could take up amateur archaeology and go and dig up a 3310. You know, something like
that. I still have a 3310.
There you go.
Anybody want to buy it for like $250 or $300?
Slap a sticker on it off.
Yeah, sure.
You can have another holiday in Singapore. Mm. Right, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. And this, of course, has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We started off with that story about whether or not we are preparing students enough to be part of the gig economy. Should we be looking for work rather than a job?
Then, of course, that story about how Generation Z doesn't always want to hear from you.
Then we finished with Supreme's burner phone and how it questions retail logic.
Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. They managed to get the French Minister of State for Innovation and Industry 4.0 and Trade here this morning. Butting heads over a 3% digital tax on big tech companies, which President Donald Trump says targets American firms. They sat down with Agnès Pannier-Runacher, the Minister of State for Innovation, Industry 4.0 and Trade, to clarify the French position on the digital tax, as well as discuss France's efforts to respond to IR 4.0 amid trying economic times. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj, Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, have yourselves a lovely weekend. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.